this is part two. It's a continuation of opening Pandora's box. When I had left you, I had just received a plain brown box in the mail, and I didn't know what was in it because I had ordered three new toys. One was a replacement for one that had broken, for my vibrator that had broken, and two other things to get free shipping, so they're kind of free. So I opened the box, and then I left you in suspense. So what was in the box was actually the vibrator, and it's actually really nice. It's pink, almost like a clear jelly pink, and it's got sparkles on the inside, some silver sparkles, or gold, silver or gold sparkles, and it's really pretty, and it is a vibrator. And I don't know if you can hear that, but I assume you can. So, yeah. And I actually haven't tried it out. I know it's been a few days, but I, life got in the way, real life, IRL. And, so I'm gonna try it out. I'm thinking about you being here with me because I really miss you. And I'm thinking about how nice it is to hear your voice in my ear whispering naughty, wicked things that you want to do to me. Or telling me naughty, wicked things to do to myself. Sometimes even while you're at work. And your voice just makes me so hot. It just gives me goosebumps. And it's just so incredible. It's like this unbelievable chemistry. It's almost like I get chills and my teeth start to chatter, and the things you do to me. I almost come just thinking about it. You're just so talented. And, oh God, you just care so much about pleasuring me and getting me to come, and it's so wonderful. And when I try to reciprocate or do things to you, if I really, really, really want to, sometimes you let me, but most of the time, you say that you get off more on making me come, and I have honestly never in my entire life had anybody that was so much more concerned about my pleasure than their own. It's just incredible, and it's special, and it's so, so odd. The more you pleasure me, the more I just want to do anything for you. I can't even argue with you, or, well, not as much, or be so willful. I just want to please you. You make me... is so dorky, so pathetic, so not like me, but you make me want to be a good girl, and you really are a brat tamer, because I really can be quite a brat, and you make me melt, you make me want to be yours. you make me. Oh, you just. You just make me. So. Soft and. Obedient. Compliant, even. It's just amazing. It's just incredible. And I can't even describe it. And I just. When I woke up today, it was almost like I had the female equivalent of a wet dream. As a night owl, I'm not usually super awake or turned on or anything in the morning, and today, when I woke up, I was just dripping wet, and I felt like I had just come. It's like I had no bones, and I realized that I was clutching my phone, and then I had my earphones in, and I looked to see what I was listening to, and it was you and your voice telling me what you were doing to me. But I woke up a very, very, very happy girl. And I just lay there looking at the ceiling because it was like I had no bones. I couldn't even move. My knees were jello. I was like melted. And so I've been thinking about you and your voice and you whispering in my ear. And it just makes me crazy. It makes me hot and horny. Fix my mind on one. It's just like this stream running through my mind. This chain of ideas and images and sounds and feelings and oh god, even smells. I picture smelling the pillow. If you've gotten up to even go to the washroom or go make me coffee or I get even more wet. And I just... I want you so bad. I need you. And I need you to need me. I think about you. I'm on the edge. That was that was good. very, very intense. And I just yeah. Good. Really, yeah. Really, really good. Oh, I still have like electricity practically shooting out from my fingertips and my toes and